By this time tomorrow, New York City will have a new mayor. The Democratic nominee, Zohran Mamdani, is the favourite. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, his main rival, running as an independent, has been backed by the US President Donald Trump. And the Republican candidate is Curtis Sliwa. Much of the focus has been on Zohran Mamdani, a relative newcomer to politics, and if elected, would become the first Muslim mayor of New York City. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, sent us this report.
The last day of campaigning in one of New York's wildest mayoral elections, and Zohran Mamdani, the surprise winner of the Democratic Party primary, made his final pitch. The Democratic Socialist sounding a little Reagan-esque.
Do we want it to be morning again in New York?
Yeah!
Where we feel the warmth of the sun on our skin and the possibility inherent and innate to every new day? Or do we want to shiver in the night cast by a politics of fear and self-enrichment?
No!
Our time has come, New York. Our time is now. Thank you very much.
The Republicans have a candidate, but Curtis Sliwa, the red beret-wearing founder of the Guardian Angels Subway Patrol, has not made much headway. Many anti-Mamdani figures would prefer if he'd follow the sitting mayor, Eric Adams, and drop out of the race. At Coney Island subway station, he said no.
My entire campaign has been based on people telling me to drop out, trying to bribe me to drop out with $10 million, and then when I said no, no, 1,000 times no, the threats to kill my wife, Nancy, and me, never before in my life, 71 years, shot by the Gaddis and Gambinos 5 times with hollow point bullets. I never needed armed security once I recovered. But because you don't bend, you don't bow to the power elite, to the billionaire class, who think that they're the shot callers, well, guess what? I believe in people power. It's the people who will determine, not the billionaires, not the influencers, not the insiders. I trust people. I don't trust politicians. I don't trust billionaires. And I don't trust the insiders.
Up in Washington Heights, at the top end of Manhattan, independent candidate and Mamdani's main rival, Andrew Cuomo, is sounding like everyone else who's ever run for mayor here, with one twist.
We need to clean up the city. We need a better public school system. We need more police to keep us safe on the streets. And we need to be able to stand up to Donald Trump and fight for New York.
Cuomo lost the Democratic primary to Mamdani, the former governor's establishment pedigree not cutting it with the younger, more racially diverse city, according to spin doctor and political consultant Hank Scheinkopf.
City's demographics could change dramatically. 18% of the population today is Chinese. We haven't seen that before. The era of the Dems, these and those guys from Brooklyn is over. They've either gone to Florida or to heaven. So, you know, the populations are shifting. Therefore, Mamdani's moment is this moment if he's to win it. It's because the demographics are different. Younger people are here. They're working in the computer-related or internet-related industries, and they're not making the kind of money they think they should or need. There's a revolt of some kind going on. And when you have that kind of revolt and the demographic shift at the same time, you come up with something new. And that something new may very well be Zohran Mamdani.
Having failed to persuade Sliwa to quit the race to help Cuomo's chances, the president threatened to pull federal funds from New York if Mamdani wins.
It's going to be hard for me as the president to give a lot of money to New York. Because if you have a communist running New York, all you're doing is wasting the money you're sending there. So I don't know that he's won, and I'm not a fan of Cuomo one way or the other, but if it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a communist, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time, to be honest with you.
And last night, President Trump formally abandoned the Republican candidate, posting online that a vote for Sliwa was a vote for Mamdani, and urging Republicans to back the one-time Democratic Party bigwig. It prompted this late-night riposte from Mamdani.
The MAGA movement's embrace of Andrew Cuomo is reflective of Donald Trump's understanding that this would be the best mayor for him. Not the best mayor for New York City, not the best mayor for New Yorkers, but the best mayor for Donald Trump and his administration.
So now it's polling day for His Honor the Mayor, the latest installment of New York's picaresque political opera.
And that report was from our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.